Okay, Rabbi Say, we're going through some of the halachos of Bishul B'Shabbes, and what we focused on, of course, the first week are differences between solids, liquids, and non-food items. One of the primary distinctions between solids and liquids, at least, was the dinim of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, and consequently, yesterday, we focused on Bishul Achar Afiyah, which is a subset of the conversation of Bishul Achar Bishul. Today's conversation is going to be as follows. In order to be chayiv for Bishul Min HaTorah, you need a proper source of heat. That's the halacha. You need a proper source of heat. So what's considered a proper source of heat? So the Mishnah on Lamed Chesamid Beis has a machlaikas between Reb Yossi and the Chachamim about whether you can be mafkia an egg besudarim. Everybody holds that you're not allowed to put an egg next to a samovar or some hot water heater that will cause the egg to become shatis galgal, which means it becomes like rounder or maybe it becomes spinnable. My understanding is that hard-boiled eggs can spin. Soft-boiled eggs, besides the fact that they'll crack, they just won't spin. So everyone holds that you're not allowed to put an egg next to the samovar. There's a machlokes. The Tanna Kamma says, I'm not allowed to take an egg below yafki ena besudarim. I cannot take that egg and wrap it up on with some cloths. Or I cannot take an egg, according to some, it means like break the egg and heat the egg on the cloths. Reb Yossi says it's mutter. So is machlokes about lo yafki ena besudarim? Is it usser or mutter? Zok the Gemara on Lamed Tesomet Aleph that bechama kuliyama lo pligi desharim. Everybody holds that it's mutter to cook an egg in direct sunlight. Everybody holds that that's mutter. B'todos ha'or, kuliyama lo pligi da'asar. If you have something like the samovar, which is heated up by a fire, so it's a tolda of a fire, it's derivative of a fire, so everybody holds that's asar. That means it's asar min ha'tayra. Magen Avraham in Simin Shin Yud Ches, Se'if Gimel, all these things make it to Shin Yud Ches Se'if Gimel. Magen Avraham writes it's Aser Min HaTorah, Todos Ar. Ki Pligi, the Machlokes is Todos Chama. The Machlokes is about something that derives its heat from the sun. If I have these Sudarim, I have these handkerchiefs, and they got hot because the sun beat down on them. So the Machlokes, Rabbi Yossi says it's Mutter. The Tanna Kamma says it's Aser. If it's Chama itself, sun itself is Heter Gomer. Todos Ha'ar, something that was heated by a fire, everybody holds is Aser Min HaTorah. The Machlokes is whether I make a Gezeira of Todos Chama up to Todos Ha'ar, something that's heated in the sun, like the kerchiefs, like do I assume that it's Aser Midrabanan up to something that is heated in a fire. That's a machlokes in the Mishnah. The Rashi has a comment that Rashi says if I cook in the sun, it's mutter, it's heter gomer. Zogt Rashi, because it's ein derech bishulo b'kach, v'chamer ba'or lo michlefa deligzar ha'atuha. Rashi says it's heter gomer because it's not the normal way to cook. And we're not going to make a gezeira of chama atu ar. I'll make a gezeira according to the Tanna Kamma of todos chama to todos ar. The chama atu ar, we don't make such a gezeira. Meaning, it's heter gomor to cook something in direct sunlight. Some of us tried this as kids, no? You try to like break an egg and cook it on the sidewalk. It's like one of these things that you do. That's heter gomor. Because it's not derech bishul b'kach zok Rashi, the Ran has the same nusach, and we're not going to make a gezeira. Now, of course, this is very hard to understand. Because the fact that it's not derech bishul b'kach should mean that it's aser midrabanan. Whenever I do a malacha in an unusual way, if I write on Shabbos with my left hand, that's aser midrabanan. That's a shinoi. If I cut nails with my, right, we spoke about this in the Nidash here. If I cut nails with my teeth, right? According to the Gemara, that's not derech bishul b'kach. I guess the Gemara didn't know yeshiva guys who are constantly munching on their nails. But the assumption is that's not the normal way of doing it. If it's shaloi kederech, it should be aser midrabanan. So what's the pshat that over here it is heter gamor? Bishul b'chama is heter gamor. So the Eglei Tal, both in the Hakdama to the Sefer, and in Ofes, if cut in Mem Dalad, the Eglei Tal, and in the Chuvas Avnei Nezer Simen Kufnun Tes, the Eglei Tal is that there's two different types of Shalok Kederech. There's a Shalok Kederech Ba'ofen HaPu'ula. If I do the Shalok Kederech in an unusual way, the Maisa of the Gavra is unusual. So B'kahai Gavna, it's going to be aser midrabanan. But if I have a shalok hederech in the nif'al, if I have a shalok hederech that the final product, the result, is in gantan andresh, if the result is different, so in that situation, zak the Eglei Tal, so then we could taina that such a shalok hederech is going to be heter gomer. Based on this distinction, the Eglei Tal Taina is that Bishul B'chama, if I cook in the sun itself, so it is a Shalok Kederech in the Nif'al. A Shalok Kederech because the Gemara has a rule called whether Yesh Shavach Eitzim B'Pas or Ein Shavach Eitzim B'Pas. Right? The Gemara in Psachim has such a discussion. That means that the Eitzim contributes some flavor to the pass. There are pizza places. I grew up in the Five Towns. There are pizza places that like are into stone oven type pizza. No, it's like a thing that the type of oven that you use that influences the flavor of the food. Zuck the Eglei Tal. The reason why Bishul B'chama is heter gamor is because it is a shalai kederech in the nif'al. And if it's shalai kederech in the nif'al, therefore, it's heter gomer. That's already an interesting mahalach. The Eglei Tal Tainas, and this part I mamish don't understand, that the discussion in Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ha'ezer, if a person writes a get with his left hand, so the din is the get might be kosher. The Eglei Tal says, yeah, of course it could be kosher, potentially, because the nif'al is going to be exactly the same. On the level of Deraisa, it gets going to be kosher because you could write with your left hand mamish the same way that you write with your right hand. I don't know. I'm speaking to guys in smicha. Maybe the Eglei Tal is speaking to doctors that their handwriting, even with their right hand, is so messed up that no difference between right and left. Okay, that's the Eglei Tal's yesite. It's an interesting yesite. It's creative. But it does not seem to be mikubal in the poskim. Those of you, I don't think any of you were in my shir, like when we went through the malachos of Shabbos. When the malachos of Shabbos, you get an impression that the distinction between the pu'ula and the nifal does not seem to bear weight. The distinction, like in the malach of Lush, we distinguish between various shinuyim, one shinuy and two shinuyis. Now, if I put the liquid in before the solid and I mix it around with my finger, let's say, then it's heter gamor. It's going to end up being just as farmished. It's going to end up being just as mixed as if I would, right, add the water after I add the water before. It's going to be just as mixed together. The Chaira, that distinction, the Eglei Tal, doesn't bear weight. It seems not to work out in other malachas. Okay, that's the Eglei Tal. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in the Chuvan Chelak Gimel of Orachayim Simen Nun Beis, Rav Moshe writes that he thinks the pshat in Rashi is that if something is not kiderech, it could be heter gomor. If it's the type of not kiderech that people would not do, even if they had no alternative. Or let me say it like this. Rav Moshe makes a distinction between the type of shalei kiderech that I would do if I had no alternative, and the type of shalei kiderech that even if I'd have no alternative, I would not do. Zakt Moshe, bishul b'chama is the type of bishul that anyone could do at any time. There's always, right, the sun shines somewhere. And the sun is always shining somewhere. But people don't cook that way. That means it's the type of shalei kiderech that it's so unusual, no one ever does it. Zakri of Moshe, that type of shalei kiderech is heter gomor. But if you have the type of shalei kiderech that people would do if they could do it, so then that is not called a shalei kiderech even. That would be usur even min hatayra. Let me speak this out a little more clearly. The Gemara has a discussion on Lamites, on the Shabbos Lamites, the same daf, that the Anshei Tiveria one time took a pipe of water and they went through the Chamei Tiveria with that pipe of water. And the Gemara has a shaila whether Rabbi Yossi, who's makel on heating the egg with the sudarim that are heated b'chama, would Rabbi Yossi permit it by the Anshei Tiveria? And the Gemara first thinks that the Chamei Tiveria are heated by the sun. It's a type of solar heating that goes on with the Chamei Tiveria. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Yossi L'cha'ira doesn't disagree that Chamei Tiveria is usur. So we see against Rabbi Yossi. That's what the Gemara suggests. So the Gemara answers, no. Chamei Tiveria are not heated by the sun. Chamei Tiveria are heated by the fire of Gehenna. This is one of those sources in Yiddishkeit that Gehenna is actually fire. Okay. So it seems to be Machlokes and Metzius, where the Chamei Tiveria is heated by the fire, or is Chamei Tiveria heated by the sun? Now, this is unlikely, because ordinarily we assume, right, that we can't have a machlokas in Metzius. If Aaron Lichtenstein, Zichrono Livracha, one of his essays writes that we have to absolve our rabbis of indolence. Right, to translate that into English for the Philistines among us, that means that the Chachamim are not lazy. If it's a machlekes in Metzius, go and do a birur, figure it out. Right? We have to absolve our rabbis of indolence. Right? So it can't be that the machlekes is whether the Chamei Tiveria is heated by the sun or not. So what's the pshat? So Rav Moshe writes that the machlekes over there is azoi. Chamei Tiveria is for sure the normal way to cook. People cook in Chamei Tiveria all the time. It happens that when I said these shiurim in yeshiva like 2 years ago, so during that shiur, it just worked out. The New York Times had an article about somebody who was in Yellowstone National Park. They have like these geysers in Yellowstone. So the guy was in Yellowstone National Park and he takes a chicken and he throws it into one of the geysers and he cooks it. So the park rangers are not into this. They're like, this is wrong. And like there is, but you see that the sugya of Chamei Tiveria is nogei lemaisa. The guy mamash cooked a chicken in a geyser in Yellowstone. Ramesha says it's a normal way to cook. The only thing is that usually people have an alternative to cook, right? They have an oven. They're not near the Chamei Tiveria, but it's a normal way to cook. So that's why there's a machlekes about tchamei teveria. V'zakter maisha, if something is never used to cook, even though it's always available, so that type of thing is going to be heter gomer. Therefore, Zakhtar Moshe, when it comes to cooking in a microwave, Rav Moshe writes, he thinks cooking in a microwave is Aser Min HaTaira on Shabbos. This is a tshuva that's written in 1971. Rav Moshe says that everybody knows that people love cooking in microwaves, and there are people who are going to use a microwave even though they have a conventional oven. And therefore, it's Aser Min HaTaira to use a microwave. Because Rav Moshe says the din of derech bishul, not derech bishul, when Rashi says that the sun is not derech bishul, that means that anyone could always cook with the sun, afilo hachi, they don't. But if you have something that is for sure normal, that everybody would do it, for sure you're going to be chayiv. And if it's something that people would do, if they'd have an opportunity to do it, but it's not a common occurrence, like the hot springs. If you're near hot springs, you would cook with it. You're not near hot springs, you won't. So in that situation, right, Rav Moshe says, that's a shy, whether it's also midrabanan or not. Okay, let's just chazer. According to the Eglei Tal, bishul bechama is going to be heter gomer because it's qualitatively different than ordinary bishul. Rav Moshe says that bishul bechama, right, the reason why it's heter gomer is that anyone could cook with it all the time, but they decide not to. Therefore, it's not considered bishul klal v'ikar. That's Rav Moshe. But if I have something that people would use as cooking, and they do use it as cooking all the time, that's going to be Aser Min HaTaira. Chamei Teveria is an interesting situation, because Chamei Teveria, then you have to read the Tshuva and Rav Moshe carefully. This is my understanding of it. Rabbi Willig, in his Sefer English, page 46, 47, takes a different approach. But I think what Rav Moshe is saying is that the issue of Chamei Teveria is it is a normal way of cooking, but it is not found in most homes. It's a normal way of cooking for people who have it, and it's not going to be something that is common all the time. A microwave, Rav Moshe says, at a time that a microwave was common for everybody, Aser Min HaTaira. That's what Moshe is yisod. Moshe, is that a hand up? Not a hand up. Okay, so that's a Moshe. Hagon Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, in a tshuva, Chelek Aleph Simin Yud Beis, footnote 4. And it's found in the Shmira Shabbos Kehilchasa, Shmira Shabbos 3.0, footnote 145. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that you're completely misunderstanding the Rashi. When Rashi says that bishul bechama is not derech bishul, that means that there's an objective definition of bishul, which is bishul with a fire. That's the only thing that's called bishul, cooking with a fire. Cooking shelo al yedei fire is not called cooking. And when Rashi says it's not derech bishul, Rashi doesn't mean a shelo kedarkai in the sense of a shinoi. And the mahalach of Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo Zalman, is not even misyaches to. It's like very complicated even to say over the Rav Moshe. Rav Shlomo Zalman says what Rashi says, it's not derech bishul. That means that derech bishul means al yedei fire. And Rav Shlomo Zalman has rayas. He says, if I cook a carbon pesach bechama, I cook a carbon pesach with chamei teveria, assuming the chamei teveria is not, if I cook carbon pesach with chamei teveria, I cook carbon pesach in the sun, so I violate the din of ki im tzli eish. That's what he says. It has nothing to do with whether it's normal cooking or not normal cooking. That's a din of ki im tzli eish. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, even if it's normal for people to cook in the sun, for example, he talks about a dud shemesh. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. Still, that's not going to be chayev on Shabbos. When it comes to chamei teveria, we see, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that if it does not pass by the Gehenim, so you're going to be Pater. And the difference in Aron Chama is true la'inyan Pesach, it's true la'inyan Matzah, it's true la'inyan Challah. By Pesach, Matzah, and Challah, what difference does it make if it's Derech Bekach or not Derech Bekach? L'cha'ira, what Chazal are saying is, anything that's not cooked on a fire is not called Bishul. If Reb Moshe is right that it's a dinin, whether it's normal or not, or the Pashut Shan Rashi is correct, that depends whether it's a normal way of cooking or not. So Pesach, Matzah, and Challah, what difference does it make? Over there, it's a din in the Chafetza. Is it cooked or not? By the way, just like an aside, I don't understand the Pesukim in the Torah. When Chayisar Lech Mitzrayim, so the Torah says that Misharosam, Tziruros, right, Al Shechmam, no? That they're carrying the dough on their shoulder. And what? And that's going to be matzah. Matzah! It's cooked in the sun, no? Boiling hot sun. That's what's cooked. That's what's baking it. How's that matzah? I don't understand. Okay. But the point is, the point is, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, I see from the din of Pesach and the din of Chal and the din of matzah that cooking in the sun is objectively not called cooking. The definition of cooking is cooking in fire. Rabbi Willig, in his Sefer, page 46-47, he says he thinks that Reb Shlomo Zalman is not correct. He says, yeah, by Pesach, the Torah has a special din, Sli Eish, has to be Ayde Eish. By Challah, by Matzah, the Pasuk says, V'afu eser noshem lachmechem betanur echad, that lechem ha'afui betanur is called lechem. Those cases, there are special gzeres hakosov, that tells me that you're not going to be chayiv. V'chol ha'tayra kula, besides Pesach and Challah and Matzah, etc., we're going to say that it depends on whether it's normal to cook or not normal to cook. And something that is, Rabbi Willig doesn't get into the details of Reb Moshe like we did. Rabbi Willig is saying that Reb Moshe holds that if it's normal to cook, if a microwave is normal, so then it's chayiv min ha'tayra on Shabbos. Rabbi Willig says, yeah, Reb Shlomo Zalman tries to bring rayas against this idea from Pesach and from Matzah and from Challah. Those aren't good rayas because those are gezeres hakosos. Rabbi Willig seems to side with Reb Moshe against Reb Shlomo Zalman. And then but it's interesting that Rabbi Willig is only misyaches to Reb Shlomo Zalman's proofs, the way they are in that tshuva of Mincha Shlomo, Chelak Aleph, Simin Yudit, Beis, Ha'arafur. But in that Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, footnote 145, Reb Shlomo Zalman has another raya. He has a raya from a Magen Avraham in Simin Shin Aleph, Sifkatan Lamed Zayin. The din is that there's a malacha malabe, not just a malacha of bishul. Let's say I have a beged, and it's wet, and I leave it outside. Do I violate the din of malabim? I take a wet garment, I hang it up on the drying rack. Do I violate malabim? So the din is, it depends if it gets to Yad Seiledes or it doesn't get to Yad Seiledes. If you put it next to a fire, that would be malabin. But if I heat it bechama, it's for sure not malabin. That's what the Magen Avraham writes. If I take the wet clothing, I put it next to my fire, I put it next to my radiator, so then it depends if I'll get to Yad Seiledes or not, whether that's malabin. If I put it in the sun, like the Magen Avraham, for sure it's not malabin. So Reb Shlomo Zalman says, 1 second, a wet garment, hanging it in the sun is absolutely normal. We don't recognize this because we have dryers. But it used to be, there was a time that people had clothes racks, no? And they would hang clothing on the rack and it would get dried in the sun. It would get cooked in the sun. So that's a normal way for bishul. If it's a normal way for bishul, right? How come you're not chayiv in that case? Again, we don't understand exactly why there's a dimyon between the malacha of melabin and the malacha of bishul. But such a dimyon exists, right? It says, if I hang my wet clothing next to the fire, if it will become yatzer lezbo, that's malabim. It's normal to hang clothing in the sun. So according to Reb Moshe, that should for sure be chayiv out malabim, because malabim equals bishul. Elamai, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, you see that cooking in the sun is by definition not cooking, because cooking requires fire. Sun is not fire. Yes, there's a din derabbanan that goes there, toldos chama atu toldos ha'ar. But cooking in direct sunlight is not chayiv for bishul. If it's not chayiv for bishul, it can't be malavim. So, based on this, Rav Shlomo Zalman would say that cooking in a microwave is for sure not the malacha of bishul min ha'Torah. According to Rav Moshe, it is bishul min ha'Torah, because Rav Moshe argues that if you would have microwaves at the time, everyone's going to have a microwave, everyone's going to use it, and it's just as good as a regular fire, regular cooking. Therefore, Rav Moshe says you're chayiv on bishul in the microwave, chayiv min ha'Torah. Shlomo Zalman says, you're not. Now, obviously, there are other issues in terms of using electricity, etc. Oh. Years ago, I had a student, a guy who was in my shiur, who unfortunately ended up in prison. So he sent me a shayla that on Shabbos, they give all the prisoners, he's in federal prison, they give everyone like a package, like airline meal. And it's edible. But people like hot food. Can they ask a guy to put the hot food in the microwave and heat it up for them on Shabbos? L'cha'ira, one can make a case that if Reb Shlomo Zalman is correct, so cooking in the microwave is only asur midrabbanan. So what we have over here is a shvus to shvus, amir l'nachri, to do an isur drabbanan, b'makum su'udah Shabbos, it's okay. If you hold of Rav Moshe, so then it's going to be Amir al-Nachri to do an Isser Do'iraisa. That's going to be Usser, even B'makayim Su'udah Shabbos. According to the Eglei Tal, L'cha'ora, cooked food in a microwave does not really taste the same as cooked food in an oven. There are different types of rays of light that have different impacts on different substances. Microwave only heats the liquid part of the food. It doesn't heat the solid part. That's why in a microwave, oftentimes it's like uneven, the amount of cooking. If it's a shinui in the nif'al, so according to the Eglei Tal, it should be usur only midrabbanan. No? A shinui in the nif'al could be heter gomor, according to according to the Eglei Tal, but there's some Isser D'Rabbanan of Amir al-Nachri to use electricity, but it's going to be a Shvus to Shvus, B'makai Mitzvah, in the worst case scenario. So according to Moshe, this guy would not be able to ask a guy to heat up his meal for him on Shabbos. According to Reb Shlomo Zalman and the Eglei Tal, L'chor, it's okay. So I told this guy he should be nervous about asking someone to do this, because you have to be concerned with Rav Moshe. Again, I had read Rabbi Willig's piece that Rabbi Willig likes the Rev Moshe, so I told the guy, don't do it. So he's in federal prison. It's not much a nutty thing. So there's a Hasidish Yid who's with him in the federal prison. The Hasidish Yid says, yeah, but he sent the letter to his Rav, and his Rav got something back from one of the Dayonim in Skver that it's going to be mutter. Like, okay. Like, they're different opinions. So he asked me, can he rely on like the other Jew asking the guy? And that's already a more lamdasha hukhashavish shayla, no? Something that's mutter for you, because your Rav said it's mutter, and my Rav says it's usser. Can I ask you to do something, no? If I hold it's usser to open bottle caps on Shabbos, and you hold it's mutter, can I ask you to do it? That's already razzle-dazzle Torah. But these shaylas of heating food in the microwave do come up. It's not a shayla that never comes up. The shayla that's more common in this conversation is taking water from a dud shemesh on Shabbos. in Eretz Yisrael and in many countries. In America, we're not so into using safe energy, or what's it called? We're not so into green. We're not so green. We use fossil fuels all the time. What about a Dud Shemesh? A Dud Shemesh is a solar water heater. Effectively, the way it works is you have these black mirrors. It's a special type of like black metal that has the ability to receive the sun rays. The sun rays become very intensely focused, and they heat up the water that's right next to it. That water then goes and is stored in a water tank. When I take water out of my Dud Shemesh on Shabbos, what happens is instantly more water is going to enter that water tank. Cold water goes in. That cold water usually goes into the bottom of the water tank. Then that cold water will go into the area that's right behind these mirrors, and it will circle back around to the storage tank. So when I take water out of my Dud Shemesh on Shabbos, so immediately cold water is going to go in. That cold water is heated by the hot water that is in the tank, which itself was heated by the sun. But it's not 1,000,000% clear that the hot water in the tank will heat the cold water that comes in. It depends on the relative amounts of hot water in the tank versus the cold water that's coming in. The pashtus would be that using a Dud Shemesh on Shabbos should be usur al kopon midrabonin, because it's a gezerah of toldos, it's a din of toldos chama. I'm heating the water. The new water that goes in is being heated by the old water that was heated by the sun, right? The water that was heated by the sun is lo gara from those sudarin that are heated by the sun. And we paskin that toldos chama is usur atu toldos ar, so it's bishul midrabonon. So the pashtus is using a Dud Shemesh should be usur midrabonon. Nonetheless, in the Shmira Shabbos 1.0, right, there are three different versions of the Shmira Shabbos. There's one edition that came out in the 1960s and was updated in the 1970s. Then there was a Shmira Shabbos that came out in the 80s. That was like what became like the three-volume Shmira Shabbos. And then this is the Shmira Shabbos 3.0. This one came out fairly recently. It is the Madura of Tavshin Ayin. Tavshin Ayin was what, 12 years ago. So in Shmir Shabbos 1.0 said that using Gudud Shemesh is permitted on Shabbos, Heter Gomer. And the Cheshbin that he has is Azoy, that the reason why I'm not allowed to be Mafkiya B'Sudarim, if I have these kerchiefs that are heated up by the sun, so there it's going to be Osir Midrabanon, because there's a Gezer of Todos Chama Atu Todos Ha'ar. You pass by, you see I have a kerchief. The kerchief is hot. You don't know how it was heated up. But Zot Rib Shlomo Zalman in 1.0, he thinks that no one is going to make a gezeira of Todas Chama Atu Todas Ha'ar, because if you live in the Middle Eastern country and rave of the water is heated by a Dud Shemesh, so you're not going to make the gezeira. The gezeira is the miyot atu the roiv. No saf al kach. It's nikar to everybody. You got this massive tank on the roof, and you have these big mirrors over there. It's nikar to everybody that this is toldos chama. There's no room to make a gezeira of toldos chama atu toldos ha'ar. Therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman said it's heter gomer. That's his cheshbin in 1.0. Now, this issue seems to depend on the machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Maharshal. In Shin Yud Chesef Katin Yud, there's a shayla, can I heat up an egg in the direct sunlight on top of a roof? Right, the Gemara speaks about when I have an egg, putting it into the dirt on top of a roof. What about heating an egg in direct sunlight on the roof? So the Marashal says it's mutter. Magen Avraham says it's not. It should depend on that. But Rav Shlomo Zalman has a creative way of saying that he doesn't think it depends on that machlokes Marashal and Magen Avraham. He has a creative approach based on the Rishonim, and he says in 1.0 that it is permitted. However, by the time Shmir Shabbos 2.0 came out, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that using the Dud Shemesh is going to be usur. And the reason why it's usur is because by the time 2.0 came out, the technology of the Dud Shemesh changed. I don't know any of you remember. I mean, my father tells me that he learned in yeshiva in Israel in 48-49, right after Hakamat HaMdina. And it was very common not to have hot water. Like, people just didn't have hot water. Very few people had like electrical water heaters. People had a dud shemesh. During the winter, you would have very, very little hot water. And if it's a cold day, there's no sun, you're not going to have any hot water at all. So someone solved this problem. They solved the problem by attaching an electrical heating element to the dud shemesh. Meaning, if there's not enough sun, your water is still going to be hot because the power will heat up the water. The electrical power will heat up the water. It's not exclusively solar powered. Therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman in 2.0 says, of course it's going to be usur, because it's a gezeira of toldos chama atu toldos ha'ar. Because people don't know whether the water, which is coming out of my dud shemesh, people don't know, was this water heated up by direct sunlight? Is it toldos chama? Or is the water heated not by direct sunlight? Is the water heated by toldos ha'ar? Because maybe it was a cloudy day and the battery heater is what heated the water. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says. Okay. Now, there are a few other reasons to aser the Dud Shemesh on Shabbos. When I speak about toldos ha'or, as opposed to the or itself. So the or itself, l'chayra, means I put an egg and the sunlight goes and cooks the egg directly. Let's say I'm a kid and I bought a magnifying glass for the first time. And what I learned how to do when I have my magnifying glass is I have the sunlight goes to my magnifying glass, and then mamish nisim min hashamayim, you end up making a fire on the leaves on your sidewalk. Any of you ever tried this? Right now, what's the chap? Is that called chama itself? Or is that called toldos chama? So in the Sefer Shvisas HaShabbos, if Kutin Mem Dalet, he has a discussion about this. Is a magnifying glass chama itself or is a toldos chama? One could argue that if the magnifying glass is toldos chama, because it's not the sun that is heating it directly, the sun has to be mirukaz, it has to be concentrated, and I need these types of magnifying glasses to concentrate the sun. So therefore, it should be, perhaps, that this is not called toldos chama. Or it's not called chama atzma. Right? That's a shayla. Let's say I heat up a cup of water directly in the sun. That's heter gomer. If I heat a cup of water with a magnifying glass, is that called chama itself, or is that called toldos chama? That's an interesting question, no? If you hold that is called toldos chama, so then for sure it's usur to use a dud shemesh on Shabbos, because the water that goes in is heated by the mirror. The mirror is not called chama atzma, right? So forget about the fact that water is going to potentially perhaps be heated by the rest of the water in the dud. But even when the water is heated directly from the sun, it's not directly from the sun. So that might be told to Schama. So then for sure it should be Asr Midrabanan. Nonetheless, there are some Paiskim who say that using a Dud Shemesh is mutter. And they have complicated cheshbonos. They say that when I open the tap and hot water comes out, the amount of cold water that goes in might get heated, it might not get heated. So it's a suffix psik ratio. It could be it's like a grumma. The water doesn't come in right away, it comes in ayudei time. Now I should note that Rav Soloveitchik would say, Rav Schechter has in the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, that this is not called grumma. If you start a process that will inevitably happen, that's not called a grumma at all. But in the Sefer, what's this called? The Shiras Hayam. So he has a whole discussion. He quotes that the Yalkut Yosef says that it is going to be permitted to use the Dud Shemesh. The Pnine Halacha says that Hamachmir Tavol of Bracha. That's Rav Malam in the Pnine Halacha. Some say that to use it for the little bit of water is a problem, but to use it with a lot of water is going to be permitted. The Maisa, I think most mainstream poskim assume that using a Dud Shemesh is a problem because Rav Shlomo Zalman's Cheshbon, that's a Gezeirah of Todas Chama, Atu Todas Ha'ar, today is really reasonable. Although some say that Kahayom, the Tzitz Eliezer writes, that we don't make new Gezeirahs. Chazal have a Gezeirah of Todas Chama, Atu Todas Ha'ar by the handkerchiefs. But to say that the Dud Shemesh, you'll make a gezeira because it's also battery operated, that's a totally different gezeira. Excuse me. That's a totally different gezeira, and we can't make gezeiras after Chasimas HaTalmud. L'mais, I think most mainstream posts can assume that using a Dud Shemesh is going to be problematic on Shabbos. There's another cheshbon that I heard from Rav Schechter years ago about microwave ovens, and potentially about Dud Shemesh as well. My last year in college, the Kollel was during Shabbos. I tried to learn with the Kollel. So Rosh Hashanah once gave a Chabur Azoy. The Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Tes says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu divided up the world into different epochs, and there's Shnei Alafim of Tohu, Shnei Alafim of Torah, Shnei Alafim Yimos HaMashiach. Maharsha writes, so there's no Nafkamina L'maisa between what's considered in which epoch. However, there's a Chazan Ish who writes, and his opinion, the Shnei Alafim Torah means that all the dinim in the Torah, all the dinim in Halacha that depend on Metzias, that Metzias is Nikban, the Shnei Alafim Torah. Shnei Alafim Torah begins from the Leid of Avram Avinu, which was very Zionistic in the year 1948, Lebriyas HaOlam, and it goes until 3948. Any Metzias that determines a halacha is based on the mitzias that existed between 1948 and 3948, Lebriya Sa'olam, Kemingich, and the New York Masad Yasvan, Kef Yom of Anahar Hudson. Now, the point is, what that means is that since microwave ovens and Dud Shemeshes, all these technologies did not exist at that time, so you can't say that something is going to be usher at all. Meaning, oh, if it's a normal thing to cook and everyone would do it, so therefore it's going to be Aser Min HaTorah. No, it's not. Because according to this Chazon Ish, I define what's normal based on what was normal between 1948 and 3948. Okay, so just to review what we have, right? Basically, the Gemara says the Chama itself is Heter Gomer. We have three Perushim, what that means. Egleta, Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Nafgamina for microwaves, Nafgamina for Dud Shemesh potentially, and right, then we said, oh, but it's Razzle Dazzle Chazon Ish. Now, how this discussion is relevant, let's say, for Bishul Akum, right? In some of the Dunkin' Donuts, they tell you that if you want to have those Dunkin' Donuts eggs, I think in Elizabeth they do this. They say if you want Dunkin' Donuts eggs, you have to go to the back and push the button. Because they're nervous about Bishul Akum on the Dunkin' Donuts eggs, because they might look radioactive, those things. No, but Are you nervous about Bishul Akko in the microwave? So some say in the Chalukas Bin Yamin, originally he thought it's telling the Machlokas from Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe Feinstein. Later on, he says, one second, maybe even according to Rav Moshe, if it's usher, right, to cook with a microwave, maybe that's only going to be a told on Shabbos. And who says the dinim of toldos carry over from Shabbos to Bishul Akko? Ken Zayin, the dinim of toldos is a special gzeir sakasa that applies to Shabbos. Maybe there's no such thing as a tolda by Bishul Akko. So he has a little bit of a pilp about that. Halacha lemaisa, it's not pasha that it should be usher by Bishul Akko. Could be that even according to Rav Moshe, by Bishul Akko, we're going to be makel on the microwaves, etc. Okay, Chevra, what I'd like to do the next couple of days, today was Tuesday already, between Wednesday and Thursday, I want to talk about like some cliration and clicheni, get into that. And then we'll talk about we'll go Rishon Sheni Shlishi, right? We'll go in that order. We have to talk about Hagasa, about stirring, and then we have to talk about the Din Drabanan of Shehiya, Hachazara, and Hatmana. Those are the topics that remain. Any questions, Chevra?
Yeah, Rabbi, which Sif is Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni?
Again?
Which Sif in Shulchan Aruch is it?
Which Sif in Shulchan Aruch is Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni? So, Shin Yud Ches Sif Tes and Shin Yud Ches Sif Hey, Mishnah Brura is over there. Sif Tes, Sif Hey, Kli Shlishi comes up in the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Mem Hey Mem Zayin. The Dinim of Eroi, or Shin Yud Ches Sif Yud, right, etc. Right, the next, guys have the Maariv Kolmos? I emailed out the Maariv Kolmos at the beginning of this month. If you have the Maariv Kolmos, you can just like follow along. The next topics that we'll do are Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, etc. And all of the Mista'afim, the Iroy and the Matsekes, and all those detailed issues. Okay, gentlemen, you should have a blessed and a marvelous day, unless someone else has a question.
I didn't get the email from the Maariv Kolmos.
Okay, so Blina there, I will. I will try to send it to you. Okay. Shkaya. Have a great day. Kol tov.